Welcome to the Rad Bad Black Belt Dad podcast. And I am here with Abigail.
Hi.
And we came to you guys tonight because we wanted to record our first podcast in what's been probably almost over a year. I know I've recorded some kind of here and there without Abigail. This one I decided to have her join tonight. And we kind of get everything opened up. I've got a list of questions that we are going to be talking about and just kind of seeing how everything goes. So first off, Abigail, tell us a little bit of something about you. How old are you?
8 years old.
Okay. And you are in what grade this year?
Third grade.
Third grade this year. So what is the best part about going to school and being in third grade?
Lunch.
Lunch is the best part?
Yeah, lunch and teachers.
Oh. Who's your favorite teacher?
I don't have one.
No?
I love all my teachers.
Oh. Who's your teachers this year?
I have Miss Grazer and Miss Young.
Oh, okay. And they're good teachers?
Yes.
Teach a lot of good stuff?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So let's get started. I've got a bunch of questions that I'm going to ask you, and we'll see how these kind of go as we go along. So
he has 63.
There's 63 questions on here, but we're probably not going to ask all 63. So, yeah. All right. So what do you like daydreaming about?
Unicorns. They're so cute and fluffy.
What makes them cute and fluffy?
Everything.
Are they magical?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're very magical.
All right. Do you dream about them?
Yes.
And what would you do if you caught one?
I would keep it as my fluffy little pet.
Oh. Who's going to feed it? Because you don't even feed our puppies.
Hey, that's not true. I just fed them.
That's true.
And gave them more water. And gave them more water.
All right. What makes you happy?
Unicorns. And puppies and the cutest things in the world.
Hmm.
And Dinosaur George. He makes everyone laugh.
Yeah, you did Dinosaur George today, right?
Yeah.
That was awesome. And you brought home a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Got to see all kinds of stuff. You brought home a shark's tooth and a bunch of geodes and all kinds of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me, over the summer, what have you and your friends been up to?
Everything.
What did y'all do? What kind of stuff did you do over
there? We had play dates, we had sleepovers, we went to go get ice cream. We went and had lunch together. We did a bunch of that stuff.
Had a good summer? Awesome. And if you could do anything right now, what would it be that you'd be doing?
A podcast.
That's a good answer. So, and we're doing that, obviously. So, what do you look forward to when you wake up in the morning?
Breakfast.
You're not a good wake-upper.
No, I want to go back to bed after I wake up.
Struggle is
real.
I'm
a night owl, but I don't want to wake up.
Struggle's real for this kid. This kid is not about waking up in the morning.
I'm also not about going to bed.
I know. Night owl and definitely not an early bird.
No.
All right. So, do you ever think about renaming the colors of your crayons?
Sometimes.
If you could rename a color, what color would you name one of your crayons?
I would name Peach Fruit Punch. Because then people would like to eat it. It would probably taste good.
Fruit punch. What color would fruit punch look like?
Like a peachy orange.
That's pretty good. Let's see. If you opened a store, what would you sell in it?
Slime.
Oh my gosh.
I like slime.
That is the truth. Would you make your own slime?
Yeah, and there would be classes to learn how to make slime.
What would you charge for your classes?
$2. Actually, no. $5.
$5 per class?
Yeah. $5 for you and you and you and you.
Nice. So, you're at the beach, which we went to the beach this summer, right? Where did we go? Which state were we in?
I forgot. We also went to Ohio.
Not this summer.
This summer. We went last year.
Yeah, maybe South Carolina. How about South Carolina?
Yeah, that's where we went. All right.
So this you actually did. So let's see what your answer is to this question. So you are at the beach. What's the first thing you do?
I run towards the sand and the water, and I just face plant in it. That happened. Remember, I face planted.
You did. Like, got out in the water, and like the waves had changed the landscape, right?
And I fell.
I know. All right. What makes you feel brave?
I don't know. I would like to touch a lizard or a snake.
If you touched a lizard or a snake, it'd make you feel brave?
Yes, and I've also touched a centipede before.
Ooh. Where'd you touch a centipede at?
I went to a petting zoo when there was a petting zoo when I went with Emery.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you got to touch a lizard?
Yeah.
Sweet.
No, I didn't get to touch a lizard.
Sorry, centipede.
Yeah, and there was a baby goat there, too.
Ooh, I like baby goats. You know what a baby goat is in Spanish?
What?
Cabrito.
And there was also a giant turtle, and it tried to eat me and Emery's bags.
Okay, with them giant turtles.
And there was also a baby turtle that was 2 weeks old.
All right, what makes you feel loved?
I don't know.
You don't know what makes you feel loved?
No.
Think real hard.
Jimmy comes and lays with me, and I snuggle with her.
Oh, when you snuggle with your dog, that makes you feel loved?
Yeah.
Awesome. How do you show people that you care about them?
I be kind to them.
And what does it feel like when I give you a hug?
I like when you give me a hug.
What does it feel like?
I don't know.
I
feel like a giant turkey is squeezing me.
All right. If your stuffed animals could talk, and you got a bunch of them, what would they say?
They would say, Abigail, can I sleep with you? Because I only sleep with a couple of my stuffed animals, but I want to sleep with them all, but I don't have a big enough bed.
You got a queen size bed.
I still don't have a big enough bed.
You'd have to have like a whole room the size of a bed to get all your stuff in there, I think. All right, let's see. What do you enjoy giving people?
I enjoy giving people kindness. I like showing them kindness.
What kind of things do you do to show kindness?
I hold doors open for people. I do a bunch of stuff.
Do you feel like you're kind every day?
Yeah.
You said with enthusiasm. All right. If you wrote a book, what would your book be about?
I wrote a book before, and it was about wiener dogs.
Wiener dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that book. That was a good book. You did a lot of research on that book, too.
Yeah, it's a real book.
Okay. If you drew everything that came to your head, what would you be drawing right now?
A unicorn.
You and unicorns. Should just get you a unicorn tattoo and be done with it. Okay, so this actually is like right up your alley. Okay. If you design clothes, what would they look like?
There would be a giant fat unicorn on one, on the top, and then on the skirt. There will be a bunch of little fat unicorns all around it, and they would be flying and doing magical powers with their horns.
Oh, here's a good question. Pretend that you're a chef, and tell me about your restaurant. What kind of food would you serve?
I would like to serve candy and chicken nuggets.
Oh, that's no lie.
And french fries.
Man, is that all? That's what your restaurant would be based on?
And everything I like.
What are some of the other stuff you like?
Cheeseburgers.
Just Merritt, cheese, right?
Merritt likes cheeseburgers too.
Who? Merritt?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, what do you think that you're going to dream about tonight?
Unicorns.
Of course. Why would you dream about anything else?
I don't know.
Here's a good question. You ready? Where would you like to travel and how would you get there?
I would like to go to Disneyland.
Disneyland or Disney World?
Disney World.
Okay. What's the difference?
Disney World's bigger.
Yeah. Where is Disney World? What state is it in?
I forget everything.
Where's Disneyland at?
I don't know.
We went to Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Where were we?
Florida.
No. That's where Disney World's at.
Oh.
So if we're on the other side of the United States, what state would we be in?
College Station.
Oh. Yeah. How about, you had the C part right. How about California?
That's what I said.
No, you said College Station.
No, I said Florida.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I like to confuse my dad.
Let's see. If you made a cave in the woods, what would be inside of it?
Unicorn pillows, unicorn blankets, my stuffed animals, a fire, my house, everything I like. And that's
cheeseburgers.
It. Cheeseburgers.
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Yeah. French fries.
Okay, so I know this isn't going to happen, but humor me here. You're outside for a whole day.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. You're never outside for a whole day. What would you do if you were outside for a whole day?
I'd bring my iPad outside.
Exactly.
I need glasses.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. So, you got to go get your eyes checked for the first time yesterday?
Yeah.
And you were worried. What were you worried about?
Eye drops.
You were worried about the eye drops? Yeah. Why were you worried about the eye drops?
Because they go in your eye and then everything becomes all blurry.
But what were you told? What did your cousin tell you happens?
It hurts.
That's what she told you?
Yes.
Did it hurt?
No.
It didn't even hurt. See, there you go, Emery. If you're listening to this podcast, it didn't hurt. But, man, Emery had you worked up. She had you worried, didn't she?
Yeah. I was morely worried about the eye drops, though.
But then your pupils blew out and you couldn't see anything, right?
Yeah.
Everything got blurry?
Yeah, I don't like eye drops.
All right, so you got, the doctor said that you have to wear glasses to read and
right.
to write.
And for screen time.
Yeah, so.
And I got computer class, so I gotta bring those to computer class.
What color glasses did you pick up?
Black and pink.
They're pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, let's see. If you were in a play, what character would you be?
I've been in a play before. And I was a rooster in the play. So I would be a rooster.
Okay. Let's see. You're a photographer for a day.
Okay.
What are you taking pictures of?
Everything.
Well, that's a lot of pictures. Do you have anything specific? Like, what would you specialize in taking pictures of?
Nothing. Daddy didn't expect
that. I think we're getting to the end of this podcast here.
No.
Because we're running out of answers on this stuff.
No.
All right. What bugs you?
I was staring right at that question. What bugs me?
That's
when
the
Lila
question.
When Lila puts her stuff all over my desk.
Are you gonna front your friends out on a podcast
I'm
here?
I'm sorry, Lila.
So, you and Lila, who sits across from you? Is it just Lila or are y'all still sitting in
Lila
like threes
sits,
and fours?
Lila sits next to me and then Jonah sits in front of me.
Oh. And Lila likes to put stuff on your desk?
Yeah, she has a bunch of stuff on her desk, and it just tiles onto my desk.
Nice.
And I have to, like, push it over back to her desk, and it comes back to my desk, and I'm annoyed by it.
There you go. The public space in your public school is being invaded by Lila, right?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Lila. Okay, what makes your friends awesome?
They're always nice to me.
That's what makes your friends awesome?
Yeah.
Well, that's always a good thing. What makes you awesome?
I don't know.
You don't know what makes you awesome?
That's a question for my friends.
They're not here.
No, that's a question for
here,
you.
Here, let's you ask this. Do it. Hold on, let's ask this another way. What would your friends say make you awesome?
I don't know. There's no telling with any of them.
You don't know what you'd get out of your
friends.
You
should answer that question.
What makes
you
awesome?
Yeah.
You're like me. That's what makes you awesome. How about that? Although sometimes that also makes you get in trouble.
Yes.
All right. What inventions do you have in your brain?
I have an invention of a little magnifying glass. And you shine it at the floor, and a little thingy, a little fake creature pops out, and it's
a unicorn.
it programs to be, and you can program it to be whatever you want it to be, and it bites you, and it's your technology pet.
Well, what would your invention name, what would you name it?
The Petalizer.
The Petalizer?
The Petalizer 2000.
Oh, I like it. I like that. All right, so if you could make up a new holiday, what would it be?
The Fun Day.
That's what it would be called?
Everything you want to happen would happen.
Like what?
I would get an iPhone. I would get the new iPhone. My dad, he buys a new iPhone like every month. He just bought the new iPhone. The iPhone 11.
Your mama chiming in from the other room over there.
What'd she say?
She said every month. I don't know about every month, but I do keep up with my technology.
Yeah.
All right, if you had a pet dragon, what would you name it?
Gordon.
Gordon, the pet dragon?
Yeah.
Why Gordon?
I don't know. I like the name Gordon.
Gordon. All right. So what would you and Gordon do together?
I would go destroy towns. I would build towns and then go destroy them.
Nice. So watch out if you're in a town somewhere around us and Abigail gets a hold of a dragon named Gordon. You're in a lot of trouble. All right. Was that the deal? You're going to their town?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little scary. All right. Do you like it when other people share with you?
Yeah.
Do you like it when you have to share with other people?
Yeah.
What?
I don't want to share my phone or my...
There's certain things, right? There's
yeah,
a couple of things.
Or my iPad.
Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. If you were a teacher and you
or
could...
camera.
If you were a teacher and you could teach your student anything at all, what would you teach them?
I would teach them science, and I would also teach them about unicorns and dragons and animals and my favorite animals, like dogs and kitties, and I don't know. And slime.
But I like how you said science first before all of that stuff.
I really like science.
All right. So, let's see. What is one thing, it says, what one thing do you do now that you need an adult for but would like to try and do all by yourself?
Paint my nails.
You were doing that the other day. I walked in on you painting your nails.
I did a perfect, perfectly good job.
Let me see your nails. They're all gone. Did you pick it all up?
No.
Oh, no, I guess there's still a little bit there.
It's just sparkles.
All right. Sparkles. This is an interesting one.
My headphones are stuck to my ear.
Oh, that's what happens in podcasts. All right. If you had to give everyone in the family new names, what would they be? Let's start with Mama.
Gorla.
Gorla? Gorla. All right. Let's go to me.
Gordon.
Gordon and Gorla. All right. What about your grandma?
Grammy.
Grammy. And your popo?
Poppy.
Those aren't too far off. Okay. How about your Aunt Lala?
Lala.
Lala would stay Lala? Yeah. You wouldn't rename her?
Muchacha.
Muchacha. Aunt Muchacha. Nice. What about your Uncle Todd?
Muchacho.
I was waiting for that one. Muchacho and Muchacha. Uncle Muchacho and Aunt Muchacha. All right. Let's see. How about your Uncle Nini? What would you name him?
Puggy Wuggy.
Puggy Wuggy. Uncle Puggy Wuggy. We might have to implement that one. And let's see. Your Aunt Stacy?
Meowie Wowie.
So, Uncle Puggy Wuggy and Aunt Meowie Wowie. All right. What about Kelsey? What would you name Kelsey?
Lantern.
Lantern. And what about Kyle?
Lantern, too.
Oh, and then what about Devin?
He's going to be Oink Oink Piggy.
Oink Oink Piggy. Congratulations, Devin. At least you're the one cousin with a unique name there. All right, here's a good question. What would you do if you made the rules at home?
Everyone right now would be sitting on the couch watching Garfield. And then at 5 o'clock in the morning, you could go to bed.
5 o'clock in the morning? What time you gotta wake up?
Whenever you want. You can wake up at 10 o'clock at night if you want.
So what you're saying is you turn it in to a...
party.
Yeah, you turn it into a up all night, sleep all day kind of deal?
Yeah.
All right, here's something that's good. You ready? What is something I always say to you?
Don't forget your black folder. That's what you do say.
All right. Let's it's see. True. What do I do that makes you laugh?
When Daddy says things that don't make sense.
Do I do that?
Yeah.
I don't ever do that.
Yeah.
What do you think I was like as a child?
You had a mushroom cut.
A bowl cut?
Yeah.
What kind of person do you think I was?
Nice person.
Let go of that. Okay. I know you like holding on there. So.
Yes, I like holding on to things.
All right. You think I was a nice person as a kid?
Yeah.
All right.
You might annoy your mom a little, though.
I probably did. There's probably no doubt about that. And how old am I right now?
40-something. 47.
Nice. That's a good guess. I like that. How tall am I?
6'7".
Close. Let's go with 6'3". Okay. But that's a good guess. I liked it.
I knew you were 6 foot something.
Oh, here we go. What is my favorite thing to do?
Spend time with your family.
Oh, I do like doing that.
And also like to eat fireballs.
Oh, yeah. That's a good candy.
And Reese's.
Although I can't eat them right now, so.
Yeah.
What am I really good at?
Tickling me.
Mm-hmm. What is something I'm not good at?
You're not good at going to the store.
What do I do when I go to the store? What makes me not good?
You don't like to go to the store.
I don't like going to the store.
I like going to the store sometimes.
What is my favorite food?
Reese's.
Oh. That's candy. What about food? I definitely like Reese's. It's up there.
I don't know.
All right. Final question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What do you enjoy doing with me?
A lot of things.
Like what? What do we do together that you enjoy doing?
Daddy-daughter dates.
Yeah, what kind of stuff do we do?
We go to a restaurant, and then we go to a store.
That I don't like going to?
Yeah.
I don't like going to the store?
Yeah.
What else? What did we just do?
What do you mean?
What did we do this weekend?
We didn't do anything this weekend.
Oh, man, how quickly our memory fades.
What?
What did we go do?
See a movie.
Yeah. What movie did we go see?
Abominable.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah.
It was, where did it rank? Like, top five movies that you like?
Top 10.
Top 10. What's your favorite movie?
I don't have one.
But it's in the top 10.
Yes. Somewhere.
All right.
And so is Secret Life of Pets.
Ooh, yeah, Secret Life of Pets. One or two?
Which two.
One? Yeah, two.
It's super cute.
I think two is better. I kind of like two. Although I liked one too. So, all right, well, we're going to wind this thing down because we got bedtime. We still got to go to bed and get ready for school tomorrow because somebody doesn't like to wake up early.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, so winding everything down, what do you want to say to everybody tonight?
Good night.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What do we do every night before we go to sleep?
We say our prayers.
So tell everybody.
And I do my nose spray.
Not while we're in bed.
And my cough says.
So tell everybody what your prayer is. What is the prayer that you say?
You say it.
No, you say it because you say it way better than I do.
I am beautiful. God made me, and someday I will change the world.
That's right. And then what do you do after you say that prayer?
I pray for something.
For somebody, right?
Or something.
Yeah. Mostly for somebody.
But so I also can pray for, like, dragonflies.
Yeah. We don't really pray for that stuff. Most of the nights you're praying for somebody else, like somebody in your school or in your class that maybe their heart is hurting. Or there's stuff going on. I've heard you pray multiple times for kids in your classroom, right?
Yes.
And for some of your friends. So anyway, so what we'll do in signing off tonight is we'll say a prayer for everybody that's out there that's listening. And hopefully God finds everybody and meets their needs right where they're at, right? We want God to take care of everybody. And
Daddy, yes, ma'am. Have an eye book. Right there.
Thanks. That's the best way to end
it's
a podcast
there.
Right there is to have your kid point out.
It's right there.
Have a kid. Yeah, you can get it there.
It's not coming up.
Wow.
It's all right. Stuck.
So you're going to have your kid point out that you have an eye booger in the one place that nobody can see because it's a podcast. So fortunately, it wasn't like a video podcast or anything. So. All right, guys.
I hear a blow dryer.
Oh.
But I think it's just Daddy's laptop.
It might, yeah, probably so. It's just really loud. The microphone's picking it up, so. Hey, take it down a notch, they're killer.
I sing Baby Shark.
No, you may not, but. Yeah. So, we will sign off with that. We hope everybody has a good week. And we will talk to you guys later.
Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark. No, don't end the podcast.